Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 1 year ago today, we kicked this thing off. And when I say kicked it off, we hit the ground running, and we haven't stopped since. Good morning.
Are you in the mood?
Carl and Linda Bott.
We booted it in the behind is what we did.
We did. Hey, 7:06 in the morning. KCNR. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com.
All right. Well, you know what the other thing is Bob and Jim.
They're here in the studio.
Our heroes.
We're still here.
Bad Bob's always here.
You know, it's one of these things that, you know, when you do a radio station, I mean, first of all, it takes so many people. It takes a team. And Carl and I have said that before, but we just really want to really drive that home today, that we could, it's like having a great racing engine. You know, you could be the driver, but you have to have the team, the mechanics, the people who, you know, just keep the car up. It takes a team effort in order to. Yes.
The ones that tell you how to turn into the curve and all that. And you know what? A year ago today, as we were coming on the air, somebody was crawling. I'm not sure if it was Jim. It could have been Jim. Was crawling underneath the table attaching wires. It could have been.
I think it was Bob.
It could have been Bob or Computer Smith. It could have been somebody doing it. But they were connecting wires. As we said, hey, okay, let's go to a break. And okay, no, we're not going to go to a break. It wasn't working. So anyway, Jim Bremer's here, and Jim has been with us for a year, getting us on the air, and does the news every morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I remember back in November of last year, you Carl and Linda contacted me and said, hey, we're, you know, this is all secret, obviously, because, you know, it couldn't be allowed out at that time. But they said, we're going to put the station on the air. Would you like to get involved and maybe come in and do some morning news? And I thought, yeah, that sounds like a good deal. And then we met toward the end of November, and we met here at the studio. I walked in and I saw this room, which was stacked up with old equipment and turntables and CD players and God knows what all was in here. I've got pictures, by the way.
It was like the first time Hoarders was on the
And your goal was that we want to put this thing on December 7th. And I looked at this. You were missing key pieces of equipment, and I thought there's no way this is going to go on December 7th. And I kept on bugging you guys, saying, we're not going to be able to do it. We can't do it. And so finally you made the decision to put it off until December 14th. And even then, things did not go smoothly the first few days, as you recall.
The first few weeks.
Well, I
remember
things got better.
Yeah, remember Jim spending Christmas Day here trying to make things
work. You know,
work.
Jim, you have just been a great constant. We cannot thank you enough, not only, but just, to, you know, showing up, always showing up. It's obvious that, as I'm sure you're a wonderful pilot, that when you decide to do something and you're passionate about it and you love it, you put all and 150% into what you do.
I'm an old-time radio guy, as Bob is, and, you know, there's something about radio and making it all work, and when things go right, it feels really good. I mean, it's like any other endeavor. You know, it's like you, Carl, in the military, and you, Linda, with your career. I mean, when things go right, it just feels really good, and that's why we do it.
You know, I tell you what, It feels right, and Jim, you've been here from the beginning, and we can't just say how much we appreciate you. Let's go to the phones here. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. I just love you guys.
Thank you.
I follow you from way back before you were you guys, and I am so excited to say congratulations for just doing it in spite of any obstacles in your way. You guys are my heroes.
Well, gosh, you know what? That is so nice of you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you in celebrating with us, truly, Nancy.
Absolutely.
It's a big old smile that, you know, hey, it's, you know, the American dream. We can do it. It takes perseverance. It does take a team. Yeah. It takes a group of people to get it going. And thank
it takes
you
all.
It takes listeners.
Yeah, it takes you all.
Who cheer us on.
Yeah.
And a passion for your dream, just like you said. So keep up the good work, you guys. We love you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Bad Bob. And Bad Bob, you know, we'll come talk a little bit about what things we remember that people may not have known that went on, you know, behind the scenes. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Happy birthday. Boy, Welcome back to Spitfire Radio on KCNR 1460, 713, December the 14th. 1 year ago today, we launched.
If you're just tuning in, it is 714, as Carl said. And guess what? It's raining. It's going to be high today at 54. And tonight, it's going to be rainy, and it's going to be rainy. So just know, it's raining.
So is it raining?
I still have my forecast, Jim.
Is that like wet?
Is that wet? Okay. Hey, you know what? Another voice is, as we celebrate our first anniversary on the air today has been with us also from the very beginning, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Oh.
Well, I turned it down so I could answer the phone and not bother you while I was answering the phone.
Oh, you know what, Bob, you talked in the microphone. Was it on? Yay!
Yeah, I know, you know, but Bob is like an octopus with... eight hands, and there's still not enough with all the dials and things that he has to do, because we kind of have somewhat of a, I mean, everything works, but we have a little bit of an archaic system here, and that was the beauty of getting us off, you know, just get a piece of equipment, and we're going to make it work.
And Bob has added, you know what, Bob's added at least three computers to the scene that I can count, and there's a fourth one up on the desk. Bob, as with Jim, we couldn't have done it without you.
Well, thank you, and... I recall getting that call. We were literally in the middle of the Mojave, just outside of the town of Mojave, when the phone rang, and you were all, it was like this secret squirrel thing, you know. We want to have a meeting. We can't talk much about it right now. And Brendan and I are looking at each other going, okay. But you guys made it fun again, so thank you.
Well, as it turns out, probably we didn't have to keep it much of a secret. Because people didn't know what you can do, and if you know if what was going on, what was happening.
We also need to thank the spouses.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh! Do we need to just
Jim and Bob's bride
to the wives,
the things you all put up with. We call your guys, and they come rolling in here at various times of the night.
Well, that kind of comes with radio, though. I mean, that's Bob and I know that, and you know, we're doing our wives of the paycheck
and
oh yeah, all the
so, Jim,
all the money.
Major the radio
meet exciting people,
love.
Make big money.
Well, we're all millionaires if we lived in Pakistan.
So, Jim, how many years in radio now for you?
Let's see. Well, I started 69, so I don't know, like 41 years.
Wow.
Mostly. I mean, last few years, I really haven't been radio full time. I've just been, you know, last year I've been here just part time. I do have another full time job, which kind of kept me actually from some of the preliminary stuff, putting everything on the air I would have liked to have done, because I could, you know, come here like after work, spend a few hours in the evening. But Bob and Mike Johnson and Ron Smith really did a lot of that stuff. And I remember the first day we went on the air, and I actually took a day of vacation from my other job. Took a couple of days off, because even though I, you know, you guys agreed to put the start off, I thought, you know, we're just not quite there yet. Things are going to go wrong. I know it, and I better be here. And so one of the big things we had the first day or so, first couple of days, actually, it took us a while to figure it out or to work it out, was all of our inputs. Now, we have a lot of different satellite feeds. We take Fox Radio News at the top of the hour. Laura Ingram comes from a different satellite, you know, all these different satellite feeds, and everything has to mesh and get switched at the proper time, and the commercials have to be triggered by the cues from the network and so on. Everything was off by one. All of our inputs. So we'd go to Fox News, and it actually wasn't Fox News. It was another network. And so that first couple of days, it was a lot of, okay, well, it didn't go to that, so we need to manually switch it to this, and where is that actually? And it was a lot of fun. It was very confusing, and we finally got it all worked out. And everything actually works pretty smoothly now. I mentioned to you guys when you came in this morning, I woke up this morning at 3:30, my usual time, and turned on the radio, and here's Man Count.
Shock job. What is he doing on our station?
So it should be America's Morning News from 3 to 6, and so I'm racking my brain going, okay, what could I have done? Maybe the switcher didn't work right. Maybe we somehow got on the wrong satellite feed. And while I'm thinking through all this as I'm having my morning coffee and trying to figure it out, it dawns on me, on that receiver, which is supplied by Fox, TRN, we have no control over it. It's actually done, you know, we tell them what our schedule is, and it's supposed to automatically go to the right thing at the right time. So I got here just before 5, made a phone call, got voicemail, and said, you know, we got a problem here. And a few minutes later, it was back where it was supposed to be. So,
well, you know, it's things like that I'll get phone calls. Hey, did you know between 1:15 and 1:25 you were off the air
mm-hmm.
in the morning?
Right.
No, I didn't. And then so we go back and we try to figure out what that was.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm sorry, I shouldn't probably say this, but I'm not usually up listening.
Some people are, though. Those are the people who called us and told us we're off,
that's
obviously.
Right. So, and we get used to get, I mean, we used to get phone calls all the time.
Yeah.
Now we don't get them because we're pretty much, you know, knock on wood and Formica right here, we're on the air all the time.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things about radio, and you guys, from starting out as pretty much neophytes in the radio business, the interaction between things within any radio, within anything this complex, I mean, you adjust A and Z changes, mm-hmm. you know. And
yeah.
And, but you guys, from starting out, and I've seen a lot of station managers and owners come and go, as have you, Jim, and,
oh, yeah.
and you guys have done a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Especially for being new to the radio station ownership. I got to say this, though. You know, Carl, you remember the first Saturday? We had, you know, a lot of local shows lined up, Lana Burke and Kurt Larson, a lot of people, and Nancy.
Great people,
and they're still here, knock on wood.
And they're
still glad to hear that, too.
They're staying with
but
us,
we also had some network shows, and the network lineup was not quite figured out ahead of time. And I kept on saying, okay, Carl, what are we going to run at, you know, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon? He had no idea. So at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, our first day, he's going, why don't we take this at 3? And so it's like, okay. So I had to call a network and get a receiver authorized so we could pick up this show, scramble to make clocks and a format to make it all work. And it was...
Oh, you make it sound so hard.
No, oh, sure. Yeah, see, Carl tends to think, oh, we'll just, you know, throw the switch and everything will be fine. But, you know, it's a little bit more involved in that. I think you've come to understand that.
Well, I have come to understand it, but it doesn't mean that. I still don't go...
Hey, let's do this.
Why don't we do this one?
Let's do this right now.
And Jim sits down and for 10 minutes and explains to me why we can't.
Right.
They have totally been... You guys, both Bob and Jim, and again, we don't say thank you enough again to Ron and to Mike and Eric.
Eric Lancaster.
And Chandler.
Yeah. Chandler,
I mean, these are the guys that keep it going, that are producers on the weekend and help with production.
Do the recordings and all that.
And the guys that help build the computers. You guys,
Ron Smith. I mean, we've got a few computers to get going in here that had to be built from scratch.
Anyway, we've got to take a break. We've got people on the line.
Yeah. Hey, this is Carl and Linda by our first anniversary on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 60, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:24 in the morning, December the 14th. Carl and Linda Bott. It's our birthday. 1 year ago today, we launched Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460. Let's go to the phones. Is Karen still there?
I am.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning. I'm also known as Sun Gold.
It's so nice to.
We got a chance to meet you on Friday night.
Have you call in? And yes,
I was so happy to meet you guys on Friday night, and I am so thrilled to have seen your show because it was my 70th birthday present from my hubby.
Oh my gosh!
Well, you didn't tell us that.
It was a secret.
Well,
there's no way you wouldn't have guessed that either. 70 years young.
I loved every piece and every note that came out of everybody's mouths and musical instruments. It was just beautiful, and I want to wish you guys a happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being that sun. You really are. You do have a sunny disposition. I can see why.
Thank you.
Your nickname's Sungold. Happy belated.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right.
And I hope your second year is even more successful for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
John, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. You know, I was thinking as I was waiting here that if this was a country western tune, I'd be singing congratulations and happy birthday to Songbird the Colonel and Bad Bob.
Don't be surprised somebody doesn't write that.
Yeah, John has been with us since, gosh, I guess during our times we just had a Saturday show.
Yeah. 1 year. The car's still rolling. The wheels are still on it.
Yeah, the wheels are still on. And you know what, John? What keeps us going? You know, it's kind of like the fuel that keeps us going is the input, and we always know that we can get an honest reply, an input from you, a call from you, somebody who's very involved in community, cares about the community, passionate about making a stand, and that's what we stand for as well. So it's really neat to have you with us on this journey.
You're choking me up here now.
Well, you know, what makes this show really enjoyable is what Linda's saying is people like yourself and Sharon. I could just go to Dennis. He just, you know, just came on. Coach Bob. You know, there's so many people that
to ride in the car. The great dialogue. It's just been fun to be part of it
To
see you guys grow and the show grow, and it gets better and better. And we're going to keep going, okay? Another year.
All right.
Yeah, we'll keep going. And stand by for a few changes for the better.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay,
thanks.
And I'll be here with you guys. Have a great day today, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much, John.
You know the beauty of doing what we're doing, Carl. And both you and I. I mean, it's one thing to be have been a performer and sing and have music and have scripted television things or whatever I've done in the past, but day in and day out to get on to mispronounce words, to try to be in these conversations, and you are so. You read all the time, and you really take a political. You know, you get very involved and politically charged. And I have had a good time. It's been mind blowingly a big growth for me, not only in with us as a couple, but in my professional career. Just to feel like wow. And we talk about when we take a road trip like we did yesterday. We had to go somewhere. For business, or we'll go to Lake City, Sacramento, visit my folks. We'll talk on the way and say, where else would we be? If you could be anywhere right now, where would you be? I mean, if there's anywhere in the world we could live.
It's always there.
Could you flip your mind there? And we say we really love where we are right now. What else could we do? It's part of our, I guess, the imprint we hope to leave.
Yeah, you know, the fact is that we started back in August 4th, 2007, with a Saturday show that was based around veterans events and veterans and community. And when we came over here to begin KCNR, it was with the one idea, this is going to be community radio, that we wanted to be here to support the community and give the community a voice.
And we do have to thank the other station that we were with, and the people involved with that other station that helped us to have a voice, to develop that voice. And, it's just like anything else. If you hadn't been there, then you wouldn't be here.
That's
and we
true.
All know how that all works.
Yeah,
so
if there hadn't been changes there,
be
we
grateful.
Wouldn't be here. So, okay, hey, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's December 14th, our first anniversary right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning, December the 14th. 605-4567 is the phone number, and KCNR1460.com. Hop on there. You can listen to a stream, and you can chat with us.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music and Sound off of Cypress. If you're looking for that special musical instrument, hey, your kid or you want to become a DJ, you're looking for sound equipment, very, very impressed with Mike, owner of Mike's Music and Sound. Really neat place to go and really have the hands-on experience of the pros. It's a family-owned business and just a great place to go. The Shasta County, or Shasta Association of Realtors, have chosen the winners of the best light display. And if you go to see the record search light today or go online, you'll see four of the examples of lights. And I know that the other day I went to a girlfriend's house and I couldn't believe it when I drove around the corner. I think one of the houses is on this piece on the front page there. Unbelievable. I think about what kind of how much work that went into that. But if you're looking to do something fun with the family, and or give it a special present, Champagne Limousine, call Dennis at 241-8217. I don't know, he could be booked up, but maybe not. And I thought about that this morning. I just wanted to do a shout-out to Dennis because he takes tours and take your family and a limousine and show you all the greatest houses in Reading that are beautifully lit with Christmas decorations. So, anyway, that's an idea of something to do. Meanwhile, since we're talking about that stuff, let's go to the phone. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Bon anniversaire.
Oh, ooh, thank you.
Bon anniversaire. Say it again.
Bon anniversaire. That's French.
Yes.
Merci beaucoup.
I wanted to hear your how you rolled your R.
Here's some of the descriptions y'all were given a few minutes ago. It sounded like at points it was taking on the character of a Homerian epic.
You are great.
Well, there were times we had the swords out, the shields, and we're fighting our way from day to day.
Yeah, confronting the two-headed dog Cerberus.
Charles, you read too much.
I love it. And you've also been a loyal
At some point, I wouldn't doubt it if we had a Tales of Brave Ulysses bumpers. Just to kind of put a cherry on top of the evening. I mean, morning. Ah!
Well, I tell you what, Charles, you've been a listener from the beginning. You are active in our community. And we've rung the bell before,
yes,
at the Salvation Army. You have shown up and given generously.
Yeah, Charles drove up in a white van with a big chain in the back of his bumper. And we were like, we didn't realize until you're driving away. We were trying to associate the voice. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So since that day, you know, you've showed up when we've done our live remotes at Tobacco and Brew. You've called and you've interacted. You've sent us incredible emails, very articulated emails, when you're have been very interested in a cause, shown up at city council. Again, another one of those people who show up. You know, it's not, rather than sit there and be an armchair warrior, you've, like, showed up. And we really appreciate your calls and your interacting with us because, again, you are also part of that fuel that keeps our engines running. So there.
All right.
Good. Thanks, Charles, for your call.
Before I go.
Oh, okay.
One thing left to say since the holidays coming up. Feliz Navidad.
Gracias. Have a great holiday. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know, Charles and so many others have been on the show. We're getting, and of course, all the chat, and we can't we can't forget that we started this again for community and try and get the word out what's happening in the community. We've had so many fundraisers on. And sometimes that's why it catches us by surprise that there's a fundraiser going on or something's going on.
If I may interject very briefly, sir, I wanted to mention that my friend Shauna Bell over at Nerds on Call reminds me Salvation Army still needs some help. They need bell ringers. They have 8 locations still with no ringers. And if you can help, you can call Sylvia at 222-2207. They're only asking for 2 hours out of your time, and all that money stays right here in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to be ringing the bell here. We're going to give our announcement and where we're going to be ringing it at here soon.
Thank you for that.
You know, there's a Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. It's going to be held from 5 to 8 p.m. today at the Reading Applebee's. Children can eat for 99 cents, and guests can request a voucher that will allow them to donate 15% of their bills to Toys for Tots. Diners can also meet Santa Claus and local Marines at the event. See, now this is one of the ones that we find that there's fundraisers going on we don't know about. And I guess we shouldn't have to be said that, hey, every fundraiser we need to know about. But when we can help, we help. We've been able to maybe advance the cause and, you know, on several occasions when we're trying to raise funds for our community. And so what I'm asking is that if you know of a fundraiser like that, just drop us a line at Linda at KCNR1460.com or Carl at KCNR1460.com, and we're more than happy to help. We try to get everybody in there. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have people on the line.
Hang in there, and thanks for being with us. A happy birthday, not only to us, but to you for making it come true for us. 7:40 in the morning. This is KCNR 1460.
Carl and Linda Bott, 7:44 in the morning, December the 14th, our anniversary. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite, does a great job. We use him at our house, and he's done magnificently. Right now, he's got a great deal for Christmas. You can get free HD TV and over 100 channels because he's got rebates. Give him a call, 244 1988. That's 244-1988. Local guy, been in the business, veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Give him a try, 244-1988. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Happy birthday to you, too. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Free Fire. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Linda, you don't look a day older. Carl, the jury's still out. And Bob, of course, he never changes.
Well, you know what? That
there are constants in the universe.
I'm glad we have this on tape. This is what's going to go up on the podcast.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, aren't we glad that we've, you know, Bob and I got, Bad Bob and I have faces for radio. So
yeah, I noticed that right off.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Good job, guys.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, we hope that we can jump kick start, you know, people's days. So before they get in the shower, they get out of the shower, they, you know, we can give you something. Get your day going.
There's shower radios too, in case you didn't know it. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Coach Bob. Good morning.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Wait a minute.
Now listen, sucker, I sang that to you on the air on your birthday, Carl.
Yes.
If you'll recall. I know it's a memory you probably don't want to retrieve, but I'm in the chat room lobbying for a birthday cake, and Bad Bob says you've only got a cupcake and you're going to divide it up like the government does in very small little pieces.
Well, no, I said that you didn't get a chance to see as I was trying to type before we came back in the air. I said, really small pieces unless you're here illegally. If you can prove that, you get a bigger piece of the cake.
I'm of Irish heritage, so I think my folks came over to Ellis somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Off of New York there, so I'm not sure about that. But anyway, happy birthday to y'all, and it's always a joy chatting and listening and, you know, the regular deal.
The regular deal. Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Goodbye now.
That's great.
Bye-bye. Great support. You know, I mean, we love this, you know, you gotta just love the listeners in the chat room, Bob.
I have watched radio go from a community asset to a corporate commodity in my career, and now it is reverting back, thank God.
Well, you know, it's one of the things when we started the, and we say this, and we don't say this in a small sense. When we started this, you had to make a decision. What are you going to do? Which direction you're going to go on it? And we decided that we're going to be community radio. Our show would be for the community. There's other shows that when they start, they're usually national or regional. You know, they want to put in all this. But, you know, this is our community. That's what we wanted. That's why we've offered, you know, on the weekends, we have 13 or 14 local shows of all kinds, people from all parts of the community. We would love, and this is true, we would love to fill up the whole weekend with local programming, and then, as we're getting ready to make an announcement here in the next hour, we would like to, you know, be pushing out local shows during the week, much like ours, in our programming. And we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, congratulations on your first year, but better yet, thank you for all the service, all the wonderful things you have done, not only on the radio, but before and after and in between. And we submariners would wish you a better another 10 years or whatever and keep a zero bubble.
Thank you so much, Commander. You're such, you know what, it's we admire you and our veterans so much. It's what makes us keep going.
Well, you have a great day and a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you too, Commander.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call. You know, it's
he's one of my heroes.
Yeah, you know, Commander James Gibson, his beautiful bride.
Talk about showing up.
Yeah, always. I mean, showing up. And, you know, I remember one time when we were doing a funeral escort, and there he was standing on the at the interstate when you got off the interstate onto the road heading toward Bernie, 273 or 299. I'm sorry. And there he was standing out there, holding a large flag with his uniform on, saluting. And I'm, you know, I tell you what brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, other things that have brought us here is comments on different events in our lives. You know, this, you know, the late, well, yeah, I get to do at least two minutes in a rant here.
There you go.
Okay. Did you see the latest one? This isn't a rant. This is just something that's really, you know, strange. You know what a birther is, right, Bad Bob?
Yes, it's somebody.
A birther that does not believe that President Obama or Mr. Obama was...
Well, there's a whole gang of birthers.
Oh, thousands. In fact, one of them that was running for running for the Republican nomination for the Attorney General was a birther, one of the ones that sued all the time. She lost in the primary. And, of course, then every Republican lost after that for state officers. That's another complete subject. But a court-martial proceeding against an 18-year Army veteran who refuses to deploy to Afghanistan is going to begin today in Fort Meade. And this guy's not, you know, this guy's a lieutenant colonel. And he disobeyed orders to report to a Kentucky base earlier this year because he doubts whether President Barack Obama was born in the United States and questions his eligibility to be president. Now, first of all, let's talk about this guy. This guy is, I mean, he's a lieutenant colonel in the Army, but there's more to it. He's a doctor in the Army. He's served in Afghanistan, Korea, Bosnia, Germany, Honduras, and El Salvador before taking up an occupational environmental medicine residency in Maryland. In 2009, he became the chief of primary care at the Army's DiLorenzo TRICARE Health Clinic at the Pentagon. Now, if he's found guilty, he faces a dishonorable discharge, several years in prison, and a forfeiture of his pay, which is whatever lieutenant colonels make. But the thing about it is that he also can get things that are less. But here's the thing that's coming out, and I've got to take a quick break, is the birthers, all they want to do, this is what they've tried to do. They've tried to get this into court so that they can make the president produce a birth certificate. Well, a lot of people think he did produce a birth certificate. When you see these things that, you know, I've seen what they've produced in Hawaii. I mean, that looks like a birth certificate to me. I see things that were put into the paper showing the day on the day he was born. I see that. You know, I'm not exactly sure where the question comes from. You know, there's, you know, people say, well, why doesn't he release his school records? Why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he do that? Well, I don't know. Not into that. But I find this really interesting. It's come to this point where a lieutenant colonel in the Army, I'd imagine he's done well to make lieutenant colonel in 18 years, and he's a doctor. How this is going in, and we're going to follow this. Anyway, hey, got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Really, Truly is always my favorite song. I mean, I don't care where I am, when that song comes on, I'm up. I could be on the bus.
You're dancing right now?
All right, yeah. So, good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. 1 year ago today, we launched our show on the air. And I wanted to share with you, of course, it's 7:53, and it's going to be rainy today, 90% chance of rain. Well, it's raining out. It's going to be high of 54. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. One of my favorite places for coffee to go to Espresso Joe's. And again, they've got pumpkin lattes, and go buy your coffee beans with Jingle Bell Crunch. And Carl just ended up buying some fabulous cigars and sending for gifts, and that's Tobacco and Brew.
Right. They've got fundraisers there.
The weather earlier is always brought to you by
Anselmo
Vineyards. This Friday, I've got to say this. This Friday, and we're going to go to some emails and some calls, is a very special group that I'm very proud to bring up to Reading for the very first time. They're called Avalon Swing. Shelley Burns, you might go to the website. Shelley Burns, they have 6 albums out. She is renowned in the jazz world. She and her husband, Bill Dendel, they play in 4 or 5 different groups. But if you ever go to the Sacramento Jazz Jubilee down there, I mean, she's performing all the time. She is an incredible vocalist. I've known them since I was 19 years old. Avalon Swing will be in Salmos this Friday night, actually, which is the 17th. And they might already be sold out. I don't know, but you can come to go have a glass of wine in the wine tasting room and check out the music, because it's going to be incredible.
Okay, right. You know, there's somebody that's standing here. You know, he just walked by. Oh, he has nothing to say?
Oh, yeah.
I do, but I don't want to burn people out.
Oh, okay.
I will be overexposed. People get tired of me after a while. They won't listen.
Did you just come by to say happy birthday?
I did indeed. Well,
get up here on the mic. There's Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan, a Marine. You know, you're never overexposed.
You amaze me. Bill. You have that great energy. Wherever you go, you are just a mighty presence.
Well, thank you so much, and actually that is the reason I'm here. I wanted to ask you if you would alert your vast audience. You know, I wear a lot of hats, and Toys for Tots is one of them. I've been doing Toys for Tots for over 20 years. And tonight, Applebee's has agreed to give 15% of their dinner tab to anyone between 5 and 8 who chooses to have dinner at Applebee's. And the Toys for Tots, we have an agreement with Toys for Us, which is a national sponsor. So what cash we get a tremendous, like, at cost for Toys at Toys for Tots. So anybody that's hungry tonight would like to, but there is a caveat. You have to tell them that you're there for the Toys for Tots dinner. So then we will get a voucher.
Well, we mentioned that a little while ago, but that's okay because you were standing out there and you didn't hear us talking with the studio thing closed. But here's the thing is that if I would, and I expect you to do this there, Gunnery Sergeant, is that next year when we get around Toys for Tots, that they come rolling into us early.
Well, I'll
so
be,
that we can come out there and we can put some stuff out there for it.
That's fantastic. We need all the help we can get.
Well, you know what? So tonight at Applebee's.
Yes, sir.
Turn down and ask.
Gunny, it's good seeing you folks.
Well,
hey,
thanks
we
a lot
are.
For
Merry
in.
Christmas and God bless.
Oh,
thanks very much.
Thanks
a lot.
For all that you do for us. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay. You know, we were going
to
have...
I wanted to say really fast, if you don't mind me interjecting here.
Sure.
Lori and Rick Goyne have been also just wonderful champions and friends of ours from day one. And Lori listens. She's listening on her phone application in Susanville. And they've also listened when they're back in the East Coast and Maine in between, you know, delicious lobster dinners or, you know, breakfast or whatever it is, you know, in that time, their time frame. But thank you, Lori, for sending us a message on your iPhone. That's so incredibly sweet. And then we got another congratulatory email from Barbara Harrison, another wonderful individual.
Boy, there's a community force.
Yes, yeah. She is a community force. When she walks in the room, how much? What do you need? We're there. We love you. How, you know, she's just got her heart in the right place and has been doing incredible things for the community. So, Barbara, thank you again for your wonderful email, and we appreciate your support.
Yeah, you know, at 8 o'clock, we were going to have Congressman Herter come on. He has been set up to come in and talk about what was going on at Capitol Hill, but we just got a phone call that he has been called into a committee meeting. So we're just going to have to rock and roll for the next hour without the congressman. But it seems to me we've got enough on our plate here that we can probably be talking about a number of things. Here's that one. Congratulations. Great job. Thanks for giving me a fair shake. Signed, Barack. Who do you think that is? Anyway. You're shaking your head again, honey. Come on. All right. The, you know, one of the last things for the last minute, it's difficult to thank everybody that's had something to do with this, but three people we did not mention, Tammy Chadwick, who's been our sales director, Ann Rathfin, who does all the traffic and logs and makes sure everything works, and then Diane Hawks, who does our books.
Absolutely.
So every one of them is a champ. Every one of them is an integral part of our team here and our family. So,
thank you, ladies.
Thanks for that. When we come back, we're going to be addressing some changes that's going to be happening at KCNR, things that we want to do to continue to grow in the community and grow with the station. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 8:05, December the 14th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Celebrating, if you're just tuning in, for those of you who listen from 8 o'clock to 9, we are celebrating our one-year anniversary today. And we're going to be sharing with you throughout the week some program changes that we're going to be making you're hopefully you'll always have us on your save. You know, when you bookmark us at KCNR 1460, I got to share with you today. If you've ever been a Nostradamus fan, who was destined to tell the world about its destiny, he was born on this day in 1503 in Saint-Rémy-Provence, France. We know him as Nostradamus, author of 10 books of prophecies titled Centuries, that many still believe foretold the future. He was a physician, an astrologer, and a clairvoyant. Nostradamus' famous astrological predictions were written in rhyming quatrains, four-line poems, and according to many readers of our time, accurately predicted the Great London of Fire in 1666, Spain's Civil War, and a Hitler who would lead Germany into war. He even correctly predicted his own death on July 2nd, 1566. Acclaimed today as one of the most accurate seers in the history of the world, he wrote in code, since in his day, if he was found out, he would have been considered a sorcerer and would probably have been burned at the stake. He used symbolism, metaphors, and added and deleted letters to make his writings even more obscure. Most were written in French, although Nostradamus, an educated man, was also used Italian, Greek, and Latin. What if something got lost in translation? Today on this day, Nostradamus.
You know, besides, you know, we're kind of a day of celebration for us today because we've been on the air for a year, but we can't forget the fact that, you know, when we started this show in August 4th, 2007, it was right after I'd gotten back from Iraq, and we wanted to do, set it up so it was to give veterans a voice and then give everybody a voice, and to not forget those who have served and those who are serving while we're back here where it's safe, and you can have your lattes and your scones and walk around and look at the Christmas lights and all that. Kind of gets driven home. Yesterday, a Central Valley High School graduate by the name of Derek Simonetta was killed by a suicide bomber while preparing to go out on patrol with a group of other soldiers. He was one of six soldiers who died during the attack on Sunday. You can't forget that. You know, in a war like the global war on terrorism, there isn't horrendous casualties every day. There aren't numerous attacks every day like it used to be. It's not in the papers like it used to be, you know, for probably a variety of reasons or in the news. But a war is still going on, my friends. Our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters, our grandchildren, you know, our fathers, and in many cases, fathers and mothers, are in harm's way during this Christmas season, during this time of peace on earth. Don't forget them. Don't forget where they are, what they're doing. They're putting their lives on the line every day out there. And you may, you know, see people that are stationed in Kansas City, Missouri. And well, how far away from war can they get? They're there, and they have been to war, and they're probably going to go to war. And never forget our veterans. Never forget those our fellow Americans, our family that's out there on the walls. Our deepest sympathies go to the family of Derek Simonetta. His grandparents live here, and also our prayers. We're gonna take a break now. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, the home of Free Fire Media, 8:12 in the morning, and that's on December 14th, anniversary time here. Let's go to the phones. Pauline, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Pauline?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
Pauline's the one that calls me and tells me we're off the air at 2:05 in the morning.
Well, you need to know.
Yes, you're right, because then we have to go back and find out that there's been a sunspots in Tanganyika. You know, I mean, they actually said that to us one time. Well, you know, we've had sunspots. We've had a little problem there. I'm going, sunspots? Isn't that what you get on your skin? And then they
Pauline's
hang up.
Probably up sewing for her kids and her grandchildren and her newest grandbaby that, you know, is just absolutely an adorable being. So how are you, Pauline, and thank you for calling.
I'm fine, thank you, and I wanted to congratulate you and happy birthday for your year on the radio.
Well, thank you so much. Pauline and her friends do Families Honoring Our Troops and do so much for our communities, and thank you so much.
Oh, I'm more than happy to. I live in a wonderful, giving, caring community, and I'm just happy to give back whenever I can.
That's a great place.
And I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you all and every one of our listeners and everybody that contributes to our community. We appreciate them so much.
And we appreciate Chandler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Our Sunday producer, director, board guy.
And my show guy.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's come along a long, long way since he's been on your doing this with you guys.
And now he's got his Sunday show. I mean, he helps with that as well.
Right,
so he's...
Yeah, he's getting right into it. I told him he could be a personality one day, and he just laughed at me, but who knows?
He is a personality.
Yeah. And my husband Ted says, thank you guys, he loves you, and he will see you guys soon.
Oh, Ted.
Okay.
Tell Ted I'm holding his champagne for him.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Norm. Norm, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Hey,
how are you two doing?
We're great,
doing
Norm.
Hey, I just called to congratulate you on your first year.
Thank you very much.
Following seas and fair winds, and hope you have a great time for Thanksgiving, for Christmas and New Year's.
Well, thank you, Norm.
I'm a little tongue-tied this morning.
That's okay, Norm.
join the club, Norm.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great one.
Thank you very much. And happy Merry Christmas. Have a great New Year.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Hey, you know, somebody's here we couldn't have done this without, too.
No, absolutely.
Mike Quinn. Well, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, what did you think, Mike? You know, we bought the license from Mike. What did you think when we walked in there that first day and said, hey, we'd like to have a radio station?
Well, I knew that you had done it before. I knew that you had been successful. I knew you had the bug in you. I mean, literally, you've got to have this fever that comes along with it. Or if you can't throw your passion into it, if you don't believe in it, don't do it. Don't do radio, because that's not going to work. And you believed in it. You said, this is what we want to do. Is there some way we can work it out?
Well, there's a number of people that believed in us, but you were one, Mike, and we will never forget that.
And what it takes is, because we shared our studios here in space and things like that.
And we still do.
And we still do. That you've got to, it had to be something that worked in that way. You know, there was no way that you can do this type of thing, that you work together. If your equipment goes down, our equipment, you know, we share things back and forth.
That's true.
And if you don't have this type of unwritten partnership, then it's not going to work. And that's true about marriages, businesses, everything like that. You just have to be, understand it. You're going to have your little squabbles, and no, we don't kiss and make up, Carl, but I do kiss Linda when we do have those. And,
you haven't kissed a woman in 12 years. You know what you're talking about. What you said was really true.
Because your Marine
Mike was in here the other day because you were having problems with your equipment. You were here recording. And it's gone the other way too. We've run in there to do things if somebody's had their equipment they've had to work on. So that's that's a great thing that you can do. And there's other places out here that would not allow you to do that. That would just
say our big gratitude and thanks is really truly to you, Mike, because you had to open your doors and you had to believe in us, because as you know, I mean, we try to tell our listeners. And people have come into the studio that literally December 1st, this studio was filled to the top with stuff, and so was our office. And, just through a group, determination, and patience.
It was a gas pump. It was a steel gas pump. Quinn, who keeps steel gas pumps in a studio?
I do.
Yeah.
You just answered that question.
Motors, engines.
We have a GTO back here. I mean, it's like,
but you know what? Slowly, I moved it.
We're getting ready to, and this is a good time to say, is we're getting ready to expand out in the studios. We're new facelifts coming here by the beginning of the year with paint. Everything's being moved. We've got it's going to be a new look next year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to what we... an artist lounge, and we're going to be launching some new shows and doing some program changes. So stay tuned. We should probably make those announcements here by this week. Mike, how long have you been with KLXR, and how long has that been? Jay, hold on one second. I just want to get this answer from Mike. How long have you been on the air with KLXR?
I bought KLXR in April of 1999. And so that's, we're going on our 11th anniversary coming up here in just a couple of months. And I had never owned a station before, really. I mean, I'd been an accountant, a bean counter. And so everybody says, well, a bean counter can't make this work. But I knew I could. And it's the same thing you did. You really didn't have a huge radio background. You'd be able to show this stuff like that.
Two kids from Kansas.
But you're a good tinker. Yeah. You know, you can put stuff together and
you just go in there and you say, okay, we're going to make this work. We're going to be positive. We're going to be local. Those are the things that you've got to do. And as long as you can maintain that good, strong local presence, and you have people in here every day, your shows are all local. And, congratulations to all the people who have been on with you, like your Saturday shows and all that have started out on day one. They started out strong, for a whole group of people to do a whole Saturday lineup that had
never done it.
Never been on the radio like that before. And going on for a 5-minute interview is one thing. Going on for an hour and talking for an hour, that's hard. Going out for an hour week after week after week. And they all have the same thing. They all have the passion for their product. They all believe in what they do, and therefore they can come across to people and tell them, whether it's something medical or it's something psychological or, I love your
everything
gun show.
It's everything from you got Ernie and Dave. Let's sell it. Ernie and Dave. They started off, and then Kurt Largent with real estate. I mean, he's a monster in this. He's a monster in this in real estate. And then Alana Burke. People from all over the world listening and commenting on her, Dr. Trudy Pratt. Gosh, is she great. She started off that first day, and she just jumped into it, has never looked back. Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Right. And, all these people,
everybody,
stuck around.
They all have. We're going to be making a couple of changes, as happens, but it's been a year, and it's time to do that. But,
also Boomer Tech.
We need to, Jay, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Jay.
Hey, I'm just so proud of you guys. I was really bummed out when you guys left the station that goes without name, because I didn't realize you guys had started your own. And so when I discovered you in the spring, I was really excited, and I really enjoyed your show so much. You guys have done a wonderful job, and congratulations.
Well, thanks so much, Jay. I'm glad you found us. We continue to try to grow and do what's right.
And, Jay, you're another one. We want to thank you as well, because you call in and you interact and you have great opinions. And I love that we can all agree to disagree and have these fiery conversations. And you're one of those guys.
Well, it's entertaining. Come on, I'm a cab driver. It's what I do.
Hey, Jay.
That's half of the fun of getting in a cab. Not just getting there, but having an entertaining conversation on the way. So I get to talk to you all, too. So
there you go.
Anyway, you guys are doing great. Congratulations.
Hey, Jay, we'd really like to have you come on sometime and co-host.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
Jay, the cab guy, man.
Yeah,
I'll
there
tell
we go.
You. You've got some great stories, I'm sure we'd love to hear.
Okay, yeah, we can set that up.
Confessions of a cab driver. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Jay, thank you so much. We've got to take a break. We've got other people on the line. And thank you so much for your phone call. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
You know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
Raise your hand.
24 December the 14th. A question that came in, we're going to go to Bob right after that, is who has been the worst, what has been the worst show and guest, and what was the favorite? Well, I tell you what, we haven't had a worse show or guest.
It's really funny.
We haven't had a worse show, unless it was just us.
But. We were really racking our brains about that. Well, which?
Now, there are times when you ask somebody a question, and the answer comes back, no. Or, okay. Now, in our favorite, how do you...
I don't know. There's been times I've been sweating up a storm, though, just going, oh, my God.
Our favorite guest, and we've had so many, Angel, I don't even know where to begin on that. We've had so many that have just been inspiring to us, have been great. Okay, Bad Bob, we ready?
All right, Bob, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, congratulations to you both. This is Bob and Dana. We met you at Memorial Services and also the dog park. So congratulations for your time on the radio. We enjoy it.
Wow.
You're our lead-in because of you, we are now listening to Dennis Miller and Laura. And I just wanted to say, you got to have some sort of Christmas time thing on behalf of your dog. Why don't you make like a Snooky cookie or a Snooky snack or something?
A Snooky cookie.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what's going on at the house since you mentioned it, Bob, is that you've heard of the 12 days of Christmas?
Yes.
We're going through the 9 days of Christmas decorating in at our house. It's been going on for 9 straight days, people coming in. And last night, there were 9 tiny little reindeer in the backyard. And now there's only 8. Snooki went out and attacked one, and we just, anyway.
Okay, we're going to bring her in. That's, you know.
All right, but you know what? Thank you so much, Bob, for the phone call.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Snooki Cookie. I love it. Okay, thank you. Okay, Dave.
She is on our Christmas card this year.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys.
No, wait, let's really get it. There we go.
Except for instead of cowbell.
Where the heck did you get that? I want that bell.
That's one of the official bells.
I tell you what, we can do a little swapping. I find bells all the time. So, listen, I want to tell you guys, I love you, and I really appreciate what you're doing and what you've done. And happy birthday! And I know there's many more to come. I just wanted to congratulate you guys. And I heard Carl say something about we're going to make some changes. What does that mean, Carl?
Don't worry. Dave and Ernie are safe. You know, when anybody drives around on a motorcycle that's 42 feet long, and on the back of it says, listen, dude, let's sell it with Ernie and Dave.
You will not get the axe.
You always have a home here.
KTNR 1460.
There you go.
Oh yeah, you bet. Yeah, we're gonna spread word. You know that. On a serious note, I'm sorry I wasn't tuned in when we heard about. I wasn't tuned in when we heard about the KIA. What's going on there?
Yeah, Derek Simonetta has. He used to live here. He's a Central Valley High School graduate. Played football there. His grandparents live here. He lives in the Bay Area with his wife. 21 years old, killed by a suicide bomber while he was preparing to go on a patrol. He was one of the 6 that were killed on Sunday. And, you know, again, while everybody's getting ready for Christmas and all this, yeah, we can't forget that we have people in harm's way, and sometimes we do.
Yes, we do, and we really appreciate all they do for us.
That's right. Our hearts go out to his family.
There's not enough words to describe what we feel about that family and how we want to take them in our arms. So, you guys have a great day and be careful out there.
And you too.
It's wet. It's wet and wild out here. So you guys keep it up.
Hey, thanks a lot, Indy.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Okay, Mindy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
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 What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to say congratulations for being on the air for a year.
Thank you.
And I really enjoy listening to Bridal Talk.
Well, you know what? That's one of our shows on Sunday. And you know what? Don and Robert are great guys.
Yeah. Very informative.
Yeah, we like them. We like you know, their attitude. I mean, Don is just always enthusiastic.
What is it about the show that you like so much?
Well, I like them all.
No, I'm just curious.
Especially, we're getting married in May, and it's very informative.
Well, you know what? That's
well,
you know,
congratulations.
That is so good to hear. You know, we get a lot of feedback on our shows, and as do our people, but that's really nice of you to call, Mindy, and I hope that that you've talked to Don. You know, he just loves to talk to brides-to-be.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you need to give him a call. He's a great guy, and he'd be, you know, he loves to talk about it. You know that.
And share it in his experiences.
Yeah, what I've heard.
Yeah.
Hey, and congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
All right, Mindy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You know, the other day I was at a luncheon, and the gal next to me said, well, I'm here, but I'm missing my favorite show. I said, what's that? She said, Bridal Talk. I went, really? That's so cool. She goes, oh, yeah, I listen to it every Sunday. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing about, hopefully, when you go into a department store, you have just a little bit, you know, little sections for everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're always trying to do that.
You know, after, you know, in our morning and on Saturday, if we go through, we've got like 30 seconds. So we go to, you know, we have Psych Talk at noontime, and that's a great show. You know, Marketing Your Business, and then Bob and Brenda with their...
Boomer Tech. So informative.
And, you know, well, we only got a few seconds left.
Christmas
we're going to be talking
gadgets.
About the rest of the shows. We're talking about a lot of things that are happening. After break, Senator Doug Lamoff will be joining us. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to our media, Carl and Linda Bott, CNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. 8:34 in the morning, December the 14th, 1 year we've been on the air. This portion of the show, one of the reasons we've been able to be on the air is Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the mysterious man in black give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. They do a lot for our community. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. Great place to get a haircut. Our guest.
Well, it's, our latest guest here is Senator Doug LaMoffa. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How does it feel to be all sworn in and happy, everything?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I think you were with us on that first day a year ago, too.
I think so. I can't believe it's been only a year. It's been so many miles in between.
Well, there's been a lot of things have happened, you know. Senator?
Well, congratulations to you, too, and being sworn in recently, and we're so very happy that you have been chosen.
Thank you so much. We're ready to get started here, so it's we have, of course, quite a task down here in Sacramento, but, you know, we'll get through it.
I understand you are the whip.
Yeah, the leader named me the whip here.
What exactly is a whip?
Well, it's kind of a person that helps keep discipline over your caucus there. And, helps to inform them. So we're going to look at all the legislation as it comes through. And I kind of put the legislation in three different tiers. The very obvious stuff that, you know, you can tell easily you're going to vote aye or vote no on this particular bill, some of the smaller stuff. Then there's the big high-profile stuff, like let's say a health care takeover bill or some yet another green bill or this thing or that, where any of the members are going to know how they feel about that. What we're looking at is the stuff in between, some of the stuff that's a little more tricky or a little more you know, foggy as to where it's trying to go. So we want to give the members a good breakdown of what some of those legislations are. And you know, and then again, it's just like, guys, we got to stick together. We got to stick together in this thing, in our caucus, because it's 25-15 once, you know, all these special elections are settled of Democrats or Republicans, and we don't have a lot of leverage if we're all split up on issues.
Yeah.
So,
well, now
of that nature.
Well, now, you've got a new contest. What's the best law to repeal? You know, that's what we've asked every one of the candidates that have come in here, is that instead of new laws, has anybody ever gone through the old ones to get rid of them?
Oh, man, if you ever look at the state constitution there and see all the revisions to that, and, you know, all the areas that have been lined out and updated or changed, I mean, it's really kind of sad that a document like that has been so much co-opted. But, you know, when I'm out there in the district and talking to people out on the trail there, they will say, you know, Doug, for every law you guys put in, you ought to repeal and then fill in the number. Some will say 3, some say 5, some say 10 other laws, because you got a lot of dumb laws now. You guys make too many laws, and I agree wholeheartedly. There's too much stuff going on that isn't focused on what state government should be doing. So we're sponsoring a little contest through my office and website that people, you know, if you know of a law that just really irks you or thinks it's silly or just doesn't make any sense or is killing your business, then give us an idea on that. We're going to take them all and go through them there, and, you know, we're going to pick one at the end of it here. But I think some really fascinating ideas are going to come out of this now. What kind of I'd like to be repealing, like, well, you know, the top of the list right now would be one that passed a couple of years ago, was AB 32, the global warming law in California. Well, unfortunately, the voters of the state in this last election did not buy into the notion of repealing it themselves with the Prop 23 mechanism, and a piece of legislation was run before Prop 23 last year to try and do it, and so realistically, the legislature just passed the thing. Is it going to repeal it? No. But what I'm afraid of on AB 32 is that we have to feel the effects, the damage, the cost to our state and jobs more so before the voters are going to get angry enough to repeal it themselves. So, you know, we don't get to do that one. But, but there's so many things that need to be done. So we encourage people to get out and you know, get those ideas. Find some silly notion out there of legislation or requirements that you think just don't make a bit of sense, and put them in there. You know, whether it's stoplight, red light cameras, or whatever. You know. So.
Yeah, but thank God, you know, I think many of us feel that we have somebody in the ring who's really fighting for us, and you are a great representative to the North State, Doug.
Thank you. I'm very honored by this opportunity here, and you know, you just got to fight smart. You got to pay attention to what you think you can do, and be in the game down here. So it's a situation where I'm not going to change my values to accommodate people in this place. You know, I'm down here in Sacramento today. We have meetings later this morning on the budget and such, and our caucus members were going to, you know, split up into different aspects and work on the budget. I'm really concerned with the bond spending, the more borrowing, bonds that maybe haven't been let yet. So
yeah,
I'm looking at those kinds of issues. Yeah. But that aside, today's a day of celebration here. So thank you for you both for being a voice, being a beacon there on the airwaves of issues that really matter. And so it's been a pleasure to be part of your broadcasts and just as friends. So thank you for that. Congratulations on your anniversary today.
Well, thank you so much, Senator. And, you know, after the beginning of the year, we want to have you on for an entire show so we can talk about what it's going to look like this year.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to. So I had a ball hosting the show the other time when you were out of town.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I keep saying, yeah, but Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yes, Merry Christmas to all of you. We don't use Happy Holidays around here.
No, neither do we. Okay. Hey, Senator, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, yeah, get those folks to call in on that our contest.
Well, we'll push that some more too.
You know, this is the counter to there's several legislators that there ought to be a law. We think there ought not to be a law.
Yeah, there ought not to be a lot of laws. Okay, thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Donna, we'll get to you as soon as we come back. KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road for a short period of time, Doug Tooley, who's in here, just happened to walk by to say hello. And we're going to go. We've got two or three things before we get to you, but we'll talk about you in a second here.
Let's go to the phones. Donna.
Donna, thanks for
welcome
waiting.
To the show.
Oh, yes.
Patient.
Good morning.
Hi.
And I wanted to congratulate you and wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And the thing I enjoy about the program is getting information about a parade at the up at the Shasta Lake.
Yeah,
and
the Veterans Day
when
Parade.
When there's happenings out at the Veterans Cemetery, you always get that information out so that I don't hear about it after the happening. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate the candidates that you have on. I learn a lot about where they are coming from, and so that's a great part of your program. So just appreciate what you've been doing, what you've accomplished, and hope that you'll be on for many years to come.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. You know, it's community TV or community radio, and we want to try and get those words out. You know, and sometimes something happens, and we look at it after it's happened already, and we go, how come we didn't know about that? You know, and so we just want to keep spreading the word so that you will have a place that you can just come to and feel like you're getting all the information.
Very good. Well, have a great day, and we'll be continuing to listen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
we appreciate
Donna.
You know, we're only, like I said, we're only as good as our team, and the fuel that keeps us going is our calls and the interaction with people like yourself. So thank you so much.
Okay, Doug Tooley just walked into here.
Yeah, Doug.
Good morning.
We're just
how many times a day?
Three, four, five.
Yep, something like that.
And I know that we're going to be doing some upgrading with Dish. How are you doing? Are you crazy over the holidays right now?
We're actually pretty busy, yeah. Actually, the weather's kind of got people doing some weird things this week. We're a little slow, so if you guys think that we're real busy, we got plenty of appointments to get some people in there and get their HD hooked up for them.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Most people are getting their flat, like what we're going to do for you. Guys are getting a new flat screen TV in your bedroom, so we got to come in and Can I say that over
too
the air?
Too much information
I'm
there,
so
honey.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I broke my confidentiality.
No, you're confidentiality. Well, we are going to take our...
we don't have that
we
TV
have,
yet.
We have the grandkids coming.
There you go.
And we're very excited about that. So we're going to put the TV in the armoire in that back room so they can watch some of the wonderful Disney videos while they're here.
Dad Bob.
I was just going to comment that, yes, one of the stories we've been following on Boomer Tech, of course, B&T is one of our sponsors on the show. This is the year that the flat screens, the LCDs, especially in that 30, 40-inch range, have dropped into very affordable prices, and they have never been cheaper, and I don't think they will ever be any cheaper to invest in. The difference between the old-style set and the new style is just drop-dead beautiful.
My parents, I keep going on about this. Maybe you can share with
us. This is the third time.
No, but I'm just curious. What is the difference between a year ago, the televisions, and the flat screens, and what's happening with just the current releases?
You know, probably the biggest difference is just people are, the retailers are, they're hungry. So it feels like they're about 20% less on average than what they were last
year. We're noticing,
so.
You know, we haven't bought a TV in a long time, but we're noticing that the quality of just the picture.
Well,
it must be the technology.
The LED TV, especially the Samsung that you guys are looking at, is the most out-of-the-box beautiful picture. I mean, you can almost put anything into it, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
So it's really beautiful.
Even old movies, like when we watched at my parents' that were TCM, that were old from the 40s and 50s that just had detail was amazing.
Well, Turner Classics has just went HD just in the last 3 or 4 months, and that's another thing that we're getting a lot of programmers are switching over to HD, and I watched The Abyss last night, and, you know, I recorded it on a Turner Classic movie, and it's just wonderful, just amazing.
Yeah.
So
okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Devon. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's our first anniversary.
Today.
A year ago today, we started this journey, and we are still running fast. Join us after these messages.
I won't. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, who have been with us since August 4th, 2007.
Hey, they should invent a Snooki latte with a Snooki cookie.
There we go.
Is that cute?
I tell you what.
Highlight of my day.
Joe and Shelley, we can't thank you enough. You've been in our corner the whole time. You've got a great place down there. You support the veterans. You support this community. This isn't just an ordinary commercial we do for you guys. You know, there's a lot of feeling because you all are some of the reasons that we're here. Because you care about this city and the North State.
And very, very, very supportive of the veteran community. As you said, whenever we've done a fundraiser, going back to Martinis with Santa and beyond that, they have been so very generous.
500 individual packages they wrapped for our troops to go out this year and deploying the troops. Last year, the same thing. What can you say?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. Hey, look, thank you so much.
Again. Let's go to the phones, Gary.
Gary.
Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call and just wish you happy birthday and looking to many more.
Well, thanks a lot, Gary. You know, we were enjoying this. We want to just keep growing. We want to keep our community flavor with this.
That sounds good to us.
Hey, thanks a lot so much, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well,
you know, darling, here it is again. We're thanking our people in our lineup and thanking the crew. And, yeah, it's been somewhat of a love fest day. It's really interesting because this has also propelled us to go into the community on so many levels with so many events that we attend and we love to know about things that are going on and to see the growth of the community. We've had a crazy year. It's been an election year, so there was, we were able to have all the candidates on and we had a couple, you know, situations on the radio where there was
some
free firestorm going on.
Yeah, there has been. And but, you know, through it all, the bottom line is especially in the local and the community elections, let our listeners make up their mind. They don't need us to tell them what to think. They're too bright. They ask the best questions in these elections, and then the people speak. Other things. Let's talk about, we talked about our Saturday lineup. You know, then we opened up on Sundays, and we've opened up there with, We the People, with Elizabeth and Aaron, starting it off, talking about, the Constitution and just a number of different facts different things that are important to the people. And then Carl Hawkins around the house. And Carl's been on the show been on the station for most of the year. Dr. Doug Craig, wake up call. What can you say about that? The man is truly heartfelt. He cares. We may not always agree on everything he says, but you know what? Another person that's big on our community and believes in our community.
Absolutely.
Donnie
Greenberg. Yeah.
News Cafe.
Yeah.
People listen
wonderful
to her from
shows.
All over the world.
And she has, yeah. When she's not, when she happens to be out of town, she's got people like Phil Fountain and Jim Dyer. She's got these great other co-hosts that come in that, show us so many different things culturally and otherwise that are going on in the community. It's just a wonderful wide spectrum. We appreciate it.
Don Shulman from Bridal Talk comes in, what enthusiasm. We've already had a phone call today about it. And then in the evenings with the Genesis Generation, with Jim Olson and his people, followed by Sovereign Minds, which is our answer to Art Bell. And you know what? They get into it, too. Sunday, in case you didn't hear it Sunday, they were really big into the UFOs. And I mean big into the UFOs. Talking to a guy that, I don't know if he's ridden on them or not, but he sure was talking about them. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And Jim and I wish you a happy birthday, too, for the program. And I like what everybody else said about the local programming and the information for the community. But I also, to me, which is important, is you're fighting for our liberty, for our nation. And anyway, freedom and liberty are very important to me, and I'm thankful that you're on the radio fighting for that.
We will never
Thank
give
you,
up
Robert.
That fight.
No.
You know, when we play that last song and we go into our last break, I won't back down.
Yeah.
Linda and I feel so strongly about this country and our nation that we, and about maintaining our individual rights, our rights under the Constitution, not things that people think are in the Constitution.
Right.
Yesterday when they were talking about the free lunch program, I don't see that anywhere in the Constitution, free lunch, and besides it's not free.
No, the people that work pay for it.
Somebody's paying for it.
The producers, we have the producers and the takers, and pretty soon there are not going to be any producers because we won't have any liberty to produce.
As long as people, I think people are starting to wake up to that,
yes,
and they're starting to stand up for themselves.
And as long as we have a voice, we will always be advocating for those young and upcoming people or people who may be doing life changes to be productive. And being productive is showing up, doing something that makes a difference in the community. Get involved. Lend a hand. Get involved with fundraising. Whatever you can do,
yes.
Just show up.
Yes, that's right. Show up, people. Show up.
Okay, so Roberta.
Thank you for being there
thank
for
you.
Us.
Right. Merry
you.
Christmas.
Merry
yeah.
Christmas.
You
thank
and Jim.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Jim, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey. I called in the first day you guys were on the air, and I wanted to call in on the first anniversary and just really quickly say thank you, and thank you for everything you do for the veterans. My dad's a Vietnam vet, and my son's serving in Italy right now. So I just want to say a quick thanks, and I'll let you go.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, for your phone call.
We feel the heartfelt appreciation.
That's right.
Here and back at
you. Yeah, that your son's serving, your father served, we can never forget that, and I'm going to say it again before we leave. We only got like a minute left. We lost one of our own on Sunday, a Central Valley High School graduate, 21-year-old Derek Simonetta, was killed by a suicide bomber. He and five others of his brothers were killed on that. We can't forget our people that are out in harm's way during this Christmas, this holiday season, this time of wanting to be with each other.
We want to thank all of you for helping us to show up every day. We get up early in the morning, as you know, and we're here. Sometimes we limp in, but you give us the strength to be a voice, to interact with the community, to bring people on that are doing the fundraisers. We love being here for you, with you. And, of course, thank you for coming, calling in and chatting with us for our first year on the air today.
This, you know, it's really made my day. Thank you so much out there, our friends and our listeners. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for listening. And I promise you, hey, tomorrow we've got Sheriff Tom Basenko, and then I'm heading north because we're going to get involved in the Siskiyou County Water Wars. Just stand by. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.